From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading The Columbia River by Jory Sherman. Another adventure in the Rivers West series. Now let's begin with a foreword to The Columbia River. John Jacob Astor. The name seemed possessed of a magic from the very beginning. This German-born American citizen who made New York his home and headquarters seemed destined for fame and riches not long after he set foot on American shores. Astor had a vision that exceeded the expectations even of his ambitious peers. He exuded a spirit of adventure, an aptitude for enterprise that surpassed all others when the Western lands were still a forbidding and forbidden place, when the French and English dominated the fur trade in the only area in the continent of North America legally open for trapping and commerce in animal peltries. Astor began his meteoric career not long after his arrival in the United States, some say, in the year 1784. He started small, but soon expanded his influence and operations as he began to earn enough money to realize his vision. Fascinated by the wealth that was possible for an enterprising man, Astor traveled to Canada and bought furs. He learned to grade them and buy them for the best price. He opened his own markets in London, but he saw beyond them, envisioning the entire world as his trading ground. He also dreamed of someday cornering the entire fur trade of North America. Everywhere he looked, he saw mismanagement and waste, even in the vast forests of Canada with its numerous lakes and rivers. He knew of the French, who had dominated the fur trade until 1670, when Hudson's Bay Company, under royal charter, established dominion in the territory of Rupert's Land, which later became known as Hudson's Bay. The Canada Company came into existence...